Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 2025, episode number 38, our air date Thursday, September 18th, 2025. I'm your host, C. Willie, joined again this week by the incomparable.
Quarter Peep.
She is there, still keeping me around, feeling pretty good about that. Feeling really good about the very special guest we have tonight. Jennifer Alvarado joins us. Jennifer, welcome.
Hi, thanks so much for having me on.
Well, we appreciate it. We first got to know each other a couple of months ago via email, and finally we were able to make this happen. So we're feeling very, very pleased that you're with us here tonight.
Yes, but things take a while.
So. They do. Good things come to those who wait. So you had some good things happen to you very early. Your influence, as we were looking at this, your grandfather put a guitar in your hands when you were just 4 years old. That's amazing.
He did. Yeah. He played several stringed instruments and actually played on a local radio show before I was born and played bluegrass and all of that. So that was just like, that was life. Like I didn't know any different. I went to his house and listened to music all the time and watched him play and thought he was the best player in the world. And, then he handed me a mandolin first. I broke the mandolin. But the mandolin went up on a shelf until I was allowed to touch it again. And I picked up the guitar and started just kind of playing by ear. And he was like, let's show you some chords. But yeah, it was a little bit before I actually like picked up and started writing with guitar. So.
And when did that occur? When did you really start? Okay, now it's more of I know what I'm doing playing. Let's get some of my thoughts down on paper. Yeah.
Honestly, I was writing before I started playing. So I started writing when I was probably 4 or 5 years old, making up songs. And I mean, it was just one of those things. I think as an only child, you learn to entertain yourself, however that looks.
Yeah.
And especially for me, like I would come home and that was like my fun thing to do was make up songs. And usually, honestly, I made songs up about bullies and whatever else. And that was my relief. And so I think I was probably maybe 12 or 13 when I was like, okay, I need a guitar. I need to be able to like put chords with these. And because I was playing piano some, but I wanted to be able to just have that guitar and be able to take it with me wherever. So.
Well, now you mentioned bullies. That, from what I understand in reading, getting your background, brought you away from music for a while, at least from performing.
It definitely did, especially middle school. I mean, middle school's hard. I don't care who you are. Like, you know, quarter feet, like, you know, like middle school girls are
mean,
relentless and mean. And it was one of those things of like, well, you can choose to do music, but you're going to be weird and we're not going to talk to you. And it was just one of those things of like, and two, even though I'm in the South, country music was not the cool thing by any means. Like, I mean, and so that was another thing. Like, I wanted to be a country singer. Like, I loved Freeba. Like, I wanted to be a country singer, you know? So it was like, you're weird. Like, and so I think I sort of felt like I had to put that on the back burner just to kind of maintain peace for a little bit. And two, after my grandmother passed away, like, she was my rock and she was the one that I shared music with. And so it was just different. It was different when she passed away. And I sort of, I feel like that's when I sort of woke up to the world around me of like, not everybody's nice and thinks that you're going to be a star one day. Like,
people are
mean. And it was one of those things of just trying to like deal with that and not having that support from her anymore. So, yeah.
But you overcame that and not too terribly long ago released some music back in 2020 and were picked up by IndyStar Radio as their Country Artist of the Year in 2021. What a great turnaround for somebody that had kind of put it away for a little bit.
I did. So I left ministry. So I left corporate America.
Yeah.
I was paralegal for a number of years because, you know, when you're an only child, I don't know if this is true for every only child, but for me, it was one of those things of like your parents, you know, put that in your head of like, you've got to be responsible. And like, this is the path. And music is not a responsible path by any means. And so it was one of those things of like, okay, I graduated, even though I was on a music degree and scholarship, it was like, okay, but now you get a job. Like now you get a real job. Yeah. And so that's what I did for a little while. And then I realized like, I'm miserable. Like I'm continuing to like go up the corporate ladder, but at the end of the day, what am I doing? And so it was one of those things that I was finally like, I've got to go back into this. I've got to at least try. Like I would rather fail, but try that, you know, knowing that I tried.
Exactly.
And never try anything. And so when I started putting my music out, I had come out of this period of like, I don't know what I'm doing. Of course, I still don't know what I'm doing. I think this most of us. But I came out of that period and was just like, okay, I'm going to give this one shot, like one more shot and put this out here. And if nobody likes it, then I know. And fortunately, people liked it.
People.
We love it.
Well, thanks.
No question. The first one that we've got queued up, this is your music all has a very serious overtone to it. It seems to me that it's everything's got a message. It's not you're just throwing something out there because it sounds good. You've got a message behind each of these. And I really enjoyed Something About a Boy. It's a great tune. Tell us what the backstory is on this song.
Yeah, so this is honestly a personal song. I was in a relationship before I got married to my husband, and it was one of those relationships that I never knew what we were doing or where it was going. And honestly, I put a lot of myself on hold and my dreams on hold to kind of pacify this person. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things of you still remember your first love. You want to hold on to that. And then finally you realize that by holding on to that, you're losing yourself in the process.
Yeah. And that's really the story that this song tells. This is a great one. Let's listen to this from Jennifer Alvarado, Something About a Boy.
She was 18, following her dreams, falling for a boy who couldn't quite seem to get to where he was going. Everyone told her to tell him goodbye. Don't look back, you need to live your life. But her heart felt something. Track of time makes you weak in your knees. Then one day you can find the sparkle in his eye. Oh, there's something about a boy, something about a boy. Strong enough to tell him goodbye until one night the truth was glaring.
Something About a Boy from Jennifer Alvarado. And Jennifer, I think there are probably a lot of folks out there that could benefit from the message of that song.
I hope so. I guess that's my whole point in doing music is I just want to be a voice for somebody who may feel like they're alone or feel like they're misunderstood or whatever the case is. Because that's what music was for me.
And you have a beautiful voice too. Thank you. So pure. So pure.
And it's so good. And I have to tell you, I feel like that should be like the theme song for young women out there. Like, it's okay. So listen to the song and you'll be okay.
Yeah. Take the action. All right. Hey, we're going to take a little action right now, take a quick break, and we are going to be back right after this message.
Hey, see, Willie, do you know about the Girls' Night Out?
Girls' Night Out? Are you talking about the benefit concert that's happening at the Westtown Theater on October 18th? It's at 611 East Midland Street, Bay City, Michigan. Oh, my goodness, we want you to be there. Westtown Theater, historic place, great stage, and even better performers. Leah Williams is opening things up. Shade Zero, that's Blue Sky Riley's band, they're coming up next. And oh, wow, I can't wait for this. Glenn Brook and the Wild Weeds are headlining. They're going to do a bang-up job for us. We're looking forward to this. Tickets are available at Eventbrite for just $10 in advance. $15 at the door. We've got a basket raffle. All the proceeds this night are going to the American Cancer Society. So here we are in Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Let's support the American Cancer Society and get rid of this awful disease. And we can do it at Girls' Night Out. Meet us there on October 18th.
Okay.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are joined by Jennifer Alvarado. Jennifer has dealt with a lot of challenges in your both your music and your professional career. I know in reading about you, you've got a very strong reliance on your faith. Has that been what has really helped guide you through all of this?
Most definitely, especially when I was doing music ministry, I think a lot of people are under the perception that when you go into ministry and or even when you have decided that you're going to like follow Jesus and what he asks of you and all that, that everything's going to magically just work. And I was young and naive when I went back into music ministry and I was like, yes, here I am. Just show me where to go. And nothing happened the way I thought it was supposed to happen. Like my plans were out the door. And so that really just sent me for a loop. And I was like, what are you doing? Like, this is not what we talked about.
Well, I think I've always heard that the biggest laugh God gets is when you tell him what your plan is.
Oh yeah. And I'm sure he was having a ball watching. Yeah, so it was one of those things of like, I think it really did help me that things did not work out to my what I thought was supposed to happen. And it makes you realize that, you know, you learn more from the valleys in life than you do from the mountains, from the mountaintops. True. And yeah, the mountaintop moments are absolutely wonderful. And you want those all the way through, but it's not realistic. And in the end, you know, one of the verses that kept coming up to me was, consider it pure joy when we have, you know, hardships and trials and all that. And I thought, why is this verse continuing to come up? I hate this verse. And honestly, now it's one of my favorites because, you know, it really is about taking what God gives you. And that is good and bad some days. And it's heartache and it's, you know, mountaintop highs and valley lows. And you have to navigate through that. And I think if you can keep a smile on your face and just remember that you still are blessed, you still have blessings. Like, it can be a bad day and it doesn't equate to like your whole entire life is just horrible and bad.
Right.
And I had to learn that because I very much was a control freak. And I still, I can't say I'm not, but I'm very much a type A person that, you know, I have this 20-year plan that I feel like should just magically work out. But you don't learn anything and you don't have to actually test your faith and chance anything when you do that. And so, my faith has been, I think, the thing that's held me up through everything at this point.
Has it influenced your creative process too?
Most definitely. I think just like what you were talking about earlier with the songs, that there's more of a seriousness with a lot of them. I don't want to waste the time and the voice that God's given me and the messages that God has given me and the subject matter that God has given me on just things that at the end of the day, it may make you feel good for 3 minutes, but does it move you? Teach you anything? Does it say anything worthwhile? And I think for me, that's where I come to my music a lot and say, what is the overall message that I'm trying to say here? Like, is it, you know, and not everything has to be serious and gut wrenching. Like it shouldn't. Like I did a mental health album that I released back in May. And honestly, that album took a lot out of me because it was like, you know, the material is heavy and you have to think about that. And, there's some hopeful songs on there as well about faith, but it really did take a lot out of me. So when it came time to promoting it, I was just sort of like, I want to put it out there because of the calls of it, but at the same time, like I'm tired. And so I think you've got to find that balance in that with the fun and everything. But I do always want to have that element of hope in my music because that's what music was and is for me, is that hope that as long as you still have a voice and you still have breath in your lungs, you can do something with that. So.
And do you find when you're performing that you get that kind of connection with the folks that, the kind of the light bulb going off, hey, this message resonates with me?
I feel it when I'm doing my own music, like when I'm doing my originals. A lot of what I do at this point in my career, you know, I do a lot of cover gigs where I'm, you know, putting in my originals, but I'm still doing a good deal of cover songs. And so even with that, I try to pick cover songs that mean something, that have that nostalgia about them or I know talks about something that I want to talk about. I don't want to be talking about getting drunk and going to party every night. Like that's just not who I am. And so I try to keep that in balance too. And I will say, a lot of times people come up and they say, especially there's a song that I'm working on now. And at some point I'm going to put it out, but it's called More Than a Bottle. And it's probably one of my rawest songs that I've written because it talks about loving somebody that has a substance abuse, alcoholism. And you know, so much of what I've done in recovery ministry, you focus on the person with the issue, with whatever it is that they're struggling with, but you don't always think about the family and yeah. and that person that loves them, and the fact of, you know, art, do you love me more than that bottle? Do you love me more than the drugs? Because that always comes out of, you know, you want this person to change, and you would hope that they could change for you, but that's not always the case. And so that's sort of where I want my music to be. I want it to bring up things that maybe aren't so easy to talk about. Because I believe that music allows us to have those hard conversations and those awkward conversations. Sometimes we want to push away and we want to push down, but it's very much about real life and real situations and things that I feel like if you bring it to light, you know, God can heal that. God can do something with that.
Well, and people relate to the music. It's it's easy for all of us who aren't performers to listen to a song and say, yeah, that makes sense to me. I feel that. And
or we might know someone, right? Yeah. And the other side and say, hey, I know someone going through that, but sometimes as a friend, you might feel bad. Hey, I can't do anything. But yeah, you can. You can be there for them.
Right.
But you need to hear that from the other perspective going, okay, cool. I can do this. I can pick up the phone and call my friend.
Exactly.
All right. Well, here's another song with a message. This one's Jennifer's Colorado. Tell us a little bit about Colorado.
So my husband jokes and says that this is the song where I'm cussing him. And Colorado runs with Alvarado. And I'm like, no, this is not about you whatsoever. Actually, the story behind this, I wrote this with my friend Molly. And I've always loved Dan and Shay's Tequila. Mm-hmm. But with that song, I was left with so many questions of like, if this relationship was so good, like what happened? What did you do? Yeah. Like what occurred? And I felt like I didn't have the answers, so I wrote them.
All right. So for all the rest of you out there that don't have the answers for Dan and Shay, here you go. Jennifer's going to give these to us. This is Colorado from Jennifer Alvarado.
Will we have the smoke or the altitude? The July sky was the only other one I knew. We were chasing stars and freedom. Wrapped in his arms, our hearts were beating. Forever seemed so close when it was new. Damn you, Colorado. Rocky Mountains on a back road. Swore that he loved me, so I gave him everything. And 10 miles south of Boulder, he told me we were over. That he'd met somebody, and I'm just a memory. So damn you, Colorado. Funny how I still recall. From the chill of the night air to him kissing me in my sorority t-shirt and moonlit sky, we planned out the rest of our lives. Now it's all so bittersweet. Damn you, Colorado. Rocky Mountains on the back road, where he swore he loved me. Him everything. And 10 miles out of Boulder, he said we were over. That he met somebody. where he swore he loved me. So I gave him everything. And then 10 miles south of Boulder, he said we were over. That he met somebody, and it's just a memory.
Jennifer Alvarado's Colorado. I have a Colorado state flag hanging in my garage. I think I'm going to take it down now.
Don't do that.
Oh, Jennifer, that's another. It's a strong song. It's beautiful. It's beautiful music.
Thank you.
You had mentioned, too, I kind of want to touch on this just a little bit, because I know you've got a number of groups and organizations that you work with. Kind of going back to that mental health album, what are some of the things that you're involved with doing that?
So I help some with Meals on Wheels. My aunt started that. She's a senior citizen, and she wanted to get out, and I decided, okay, I will help you. Like, I'll go along with you and kind of make sure you get to where you're going. And so I help with that. I also help with a prison ministry for Celebrate Recovery. And so I do that usually Mondays. And then also I am involved some with the Celebrate Recovery ministry still. I did it for over 10 years. I was the worship leader for that. And of course, with my schedule and my tour schedule, I sort of had to make some changes. But I try to get back there when I can. And help out. And also, I just finished up with, there was a Breaking the Darkness Festival that happened in August. And the whole point of that festival was, I was the odd duck out, like, I'll just be honest. It was a Christian, basically metal festival, hard rock festival.
Oh.
And I opened it. Yeah, it was a little odd, I guess, for me to be there. But I mean, everybody was super nice. But the whole point of the festival was to basically, you know, so many times, especially if you're in the Christian rock scene or the metal scene, you don't always feel comfortable in the church and in a church setting. You kind of feel misunderstood. And so it was have this day where you're able to go and listen to music you love and that's harder than Sunday morning music.
Yes.
And yet there's still a message. There's still testimony. There's still a place to witness and talk about your faith. And so that's the whole point of that festival. So it was great to be part of that back in August. And then there's also a couple other things that I'm still helping out with when I'm able to, like Safe Harbor and a couple other things. So.
Well, and you mentioned your schedule. We're going to have a lot more folks that are going to want to hear you now. Where do folks find out where you're going to be?
Yeah, I would say the best place to look is my website, jenniferalvarado.com. Up at the top, there is a place to go to the tour schedule. I don't think I've put anything on there for 2026 yet, or I don't know if that page is active, but 2025 is still there.
All right.
So that's up and going. So I would check there. I also try to make Facebook announcements, Instagram announcements, all that kind of stuff. So you can check me out on those at Jennifer Alvarado Music.
Super.
Yeah.
Super. All right. We'll have some folks checking you out, no doubt. This last one that we've got queued up, kind of a fun song. This is Rock This Way. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Yeah. So I was working on an album back in 2022, 2023 is when it came out, part one and part two. It was called My Songbird Album. And honestly, that album was very much about letting go and kind of getting past some church hurt, some hurt just of things not going my way.
Like, mm-hmm.
Kind of a reoccurring theme here. So the first part of that album was very much about like realizing you're in this situation that you really need to break free of. And then the second part is like coming back stronger. And it was such a heavy project that I was like, I got to write something that's a little upbeat and fun, because this is going to be like down in the doldrums of life if I'm not careful. And so Rock This Way was like my throwback of like, I grew up listening to a lot of classic rock music with my mom. And so if you listen to the lyrics, there's a lot of little nods to some of my favorite songs. There's probably like 25 different songs sort of mentioned in that song. It was sort of just one of my creative writing kind of things. And I was like, yeah, this will work. This is upbeat. This will make somebody cry.
Good. We love that. Let's give this one a listen. Jennifer Alvarado's Rock This Way.
Down the track, too scared to look forward, don't want to look back, like a bird free falling in the neon sky. We were born to take it easy on a sweet slow ride, like a burned out shoebox still plays rock and roll. Your love steals my soul. We're gonna rock this way to the beat, steady as a drum. We're gonna groove us right and prove along. We keep on keeping on, like your favorite song playing on the radio and sing out at the top of your lungs. We're gonna rock this way to love. Don't let the sound of your wheels while they're turning ever drive you crazy. You gotta keep on, never stop believing and holding me, baby. Walk this way while you give me a kiss. Can you handle this? We're gonna rock this way to the beat, steady as a drum. We're gonna groove us right and groove along. When we keep on keeping on, like your favorite song playing on the radio and singing out at the top of your lungs. We're gonna rock this way.
This Way from Jennifer Alvarado. Jennifer, love that one.
Thank you.
I love it. It's on my playlist right now.
Jennifer, thanks so much for joining us and sharing your stories tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate y'all.
Well, look forward to getting down there and seeing you. You split your time in Nashville and North Carolina, as I've understand it. So,
yeah,
so we will look at your schedule.
Perfect. That's the best way.
All right. Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up?
Yes, we have Max Norton next week.
All right. We're looking forward to talking with Max. That's a wrap on tonight's show. I want to thank one more time Jennifer Alvarado for joining us. Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Hey, folks, if you know some more folks out there like Jennifer that you'd like us to talk with, please don't hesitate to drop us an email, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. And if you want to know where we're going to be, what's going on with us, vehiclecitysound.com is the website. We've got all the details about what we're up to, and it's going to be a busy fall. So we're looking forward to being out and about. One more time, Jennifer, thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Everybody, have a good night and be good.